A steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
40 degrees. I don't think I'm ready for it. I need like a slow introduction to summer, not just like 22, bang, 40.
Well, you know what? Get used to it because it'll be back to 23 on Sunday with a possible storm. So it's a very short blip.
I know, but tomorrow I don't know what to do with myself.
Well, even today, it's 30 today. Yeah. So look, you know, we get 2 days of stinking.
Whew.
So make the most of it.
The beaches are going to be packed, I reckon, these next 2 days.
There'll likely be a few people with some sunburn going on.
Slip, slop, slap.
Do it carefully, people.
Yeah, the UV will be up there, I suppose.
I would think, well, any time it hits around 40 degrees, you can pretty much guarantee.
Yeah.
Won't just be sausage sizzles at Bunnings. Just quite. I don't know what that means.
Wow, okay. I'm a little bit concerned.
Sorry.
As I said, slip, slop and slap everywhere.
Yep. I feel like we recently learned that some Christmas decorating manages to create spikes in our dopamine levels. I'm pretty sure we reported on this.
Mm.
So, you know, putting your tree up basically does good things for your vibes.
Yes, they said that the more festive people are happier.
That's right. So it leads to reduced stress and anxiety levels. Well, it turns out watching Christmas films can also do wonders for your health.
Oh, love it.
In fact, some psychologists suggest watching them all year round.
Oh, wow.
Like a diehard marathon all year.
Diehard. Yeah, the controversial Christmas
movie. Technically, you probably don't have time to go into that. But anyway, it can help you live longer.
That's, yeah.
So
I love that.
Do it. It would definitely help.
Christmas movies always have a feel-good ending.
Yeah, that's right.
Always.
So that would definitely help some people anyway. I think, though, as we've mentioned before, if you get upset seeing hot cross buns in shops in October or Christmas trees for sale in March, then maybe you should stick to just vigorous physical activity and the odd Sudoku if you want to try and live forever.
Yeah, you're probably not the right person to watch Christmas movies all year round. You probably get more angry.
Make it stop.
Anyone with unpaid parking fines at the University of Alaska, Anchorage, has the option to reduce or cover the cost of their tickets with peanut butter and jelly for the next month. It's part of an annual tradition that sees the uni distribute the food to students in need.
Okay.
I like it. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'd be much happier paying a fine if it was in food and I knew it was going to a good cause. But yeah, I think let's do the same thing. Let's pay for fines in canned food.
Let me know how that goes for you. Sorry, go down to the council.
Get the authorities
Do you
on board.
Accept peanut butter as payment?
How many baked beans for this fine, please? If you can't think of, any more reasons why you might want to love Ash Barty, just stand by because we're about to make her even more your favourite.
There is just nothing not to like about it. An 11-year-old Perth boy, Kale Stanton, has written Ash Barty a little card and sent her a present ahead of the Fed Cup. It says, Ash, congratulations on finishing number one and I am very excited to meet you and watch you play this weekend for Australia. You are a legend and proud Indigenous like me. Sincerely, Kale Stanton, 11 years old, Perth. And he's attached a little a card with a couple of earrings on it. They're love hearts.
Yeah.
And they've got the Aboriginal flag.
And she's been wearing them.
And since she's received this letter, she's been wearing them at a press conference, at training, and she said she's going to wear them all weekend long.
There you go. So
how lovely is that?
I reckon they're the lucky ones, the lucky earrings.
Lucky earrings, they could be.
All right. So there we go. There's just a little more reason to get behind her.
Yeah.
She's got a good heart, doesn't she?
She does. World number one.
Yep.
Good on her.
Many that could learn lessons.
Yes.
We'll leave it there.
We're not talking to you, Nick Kyrgios.
No. Not specifically.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
All right, hold on to your ponytail.
Here we go. Colin Farrell is reportedly in talks to portray the Penguin in the new Batman movie called The Batman. Robert Pattinson has already been cast as Bruce Wayne or Batman, if you like.
Okay.
And apparently the movie focuses on Wayne's younger days as a detective.
Right, I didn't know he was a detective.
Well, I don't know if he's technically a detective, but, you know, doing detective work around town. Look out, 2021 is when that one's hitting screens.
Right.
Now, people are very confused about Keanu Reeves' new rumoured girlfriend and are mistaking her for his longtime friend and fellow actress, Helen Mirren.
There is similarities.
Yeah, they look very, very similar. She's actually visual artist Alexandra Grant, and Helen Mirren is quite happy to be likened to her, saying that it's very flattering because she's obviously lovely. And she's also 30 years younger than her. So, yeah, I'm sure you love it, Helen. She's just 46 and Helen is 74. Now, a music producer called Andy Wu has mashed up Selena Gomez's new track, Lose You to Love Me, with Justin Bieber's hit single, Sorry. The clip has over 2.5 million views on YouTube already because apparently no one can let this relationship go. Yeah.
Pretty
good.
I like
it a lot. Now, Dua Lipa has called social media a breeding ground for hate and anxiety in a recent interview. She has over 3.5 million Twitter followers and 35 million Instagram followers, but limits her use to just bite sizes, she says.
Some days I don't read into the comments. Some days maybe I feel a little bit more vulnerable and I dive in and I almost go looking for things that I don't want to see. Social media can be such an amazing tool and it can be so fun to share things, but at the same time, it can really, it's like almost a breeding ground for like hate and anxiety, and people feel like they can say things because they're hiding behind a computer screen. And I think for me, it's important to use social media in like bite sizes.
Fair call.
Yep, great call. And just quickly, Billie Eilish, she has a new haircut and we'd love it down here in Australia. She's got herself a mullet, but she's telling it TMZ it was a mistake.
You know what happened?
What happened?
Somebody dyed my hair and they burnt it, half of it off.
And you had to
now
cut.
Now it looks like a mullet, but that not on purpose though.
Keep the mullet, Billie.
I'm growing that.
There you go.
Keep the mullet, Billie. She should hang out down here in Australia while it grows out. She'll fit right in.
Nikki and Tamello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.